This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From Gossett Mitsubishi 1870 Covington Pike. Get 43 mpg highway and 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett at $12,997 or $133 a month. And it's not a lease, you own it. Dream big and drive further in your all-new 2022 Eclipse Cross. $23,373 or $284 a month. And exceed all expectations in your 2022 Outlander. $31,919 or $409 a month. Plus, we build it with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today. 1870 Covington Pike or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 2.79% Mirage, MH002807, MSRP 16865, Eclipse NZ00394, MSRP 26325, Outlander NZ005802, MSRP 34935, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You ready for a new ride? We Gossett and Gossett Kia Covington Pike. And Bobby J is the man to put you in a new Kia today. It's less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $129 a month lease. $31.99 due at signing. Find your soulmate with 2021 Kia Soul. $159 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America. $184 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. All 36 month leases. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
36-month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5, MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually served world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, busy, busy. And you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. memphisbbqco.com.
Hi, I'm Miss America 2020 Camille Schreier, and I'm asking you to join me in support of the DEA's Take Back Day, Saturday, April 24th. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Visit DEATakeBack.com. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Are you struggling with hypertension? Are you unable to reach your target blood pressure with your current medications? If so, you may have treatment-resistant hypertension, a condition where medication no longer helps lower blood pressure. Olive Branch Family Medical Center is conducting a clinical research study called the Brighton Study to see if a new investigational drug can help. If you're unable to reach your target blood pressure with current medications, you may qualify for the study. To learn more, call Olive Branch Family Medical Center and ask for research at 662-895-4949.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Dodge Performance Day is going on right now. 0% financing on new Challengers, Chargers, Durangos. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
1, 2, get down.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Look at me.
Want it? John's doing it. We're all doing it. You want it? We got it. 6 days of a comprehensive first-round NFL mock draft doesn't get any better. It's the ultimate mock draft presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey, baby. Join us this week through the 26th for the biggest mock draft event all year. Locked On local experts make the selection, and Odyssey football experts like Michael Irvin, Ross Tucker, Jason Lockenfora, Brian Baldinger, Baldy, they break it all down for us. Get the picks, the trades, the insight from all of your favorite NFL teams by subscribing to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021. It's presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Odyssey is your home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matters to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
You didn't tell me that you were putting together a mock draft, Jason. I did a whole thing there talking about Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, and all the while you knew, hey, I got a mock draft coming out. It's because you're not confident in your ability? Is that what it is?
Just one pick. One pick. I was assigned.
One pick, and I'm assuming it's for the Tennessee Titans.
22.
And what are we thinking?
Well, the guy that I broke down was Greg Newsom II.
Yes.
And if you download the Odyssey app, you can hear me break it down because I think the Titans would be wise to be on the lookout for a lockdown corner. A lot of folks want to fight me. And I think right now over at ESPN, the last I looked, they had Elijah Moore, the Ole Miss wide receiver, penciled into that slot. Tennessee's got some options. Could go corner, could go wide receiver. If you're looking for a corner, Greg Newsom II out of Northwestern might be the guy you could get around that time. And, yes, John, I broke it all down. Wasn't nearly as good as your KJZ hit. Mm-hmm. But I think it might be helpful for some people.
Well, it's going to be more helpful than my KJZ hit.
Let's face it. Vrabel needs to fix the defense.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
You got a receiver. His name's A.J. Brown. You're fine. You're totally fine. You can find a receiver second
later
round,
in the draft.
Third round.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Go get Rashad Bateman, you know, in the second round. I mean, there's tons of guys you can go get in the second and third rounds at skill positions. You don't have to overpay for a receiver when you already have, to me, one of the young best receivers in the game. In A.J. Brown. So I would just not go crazy with that. Anyway, you can get that on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. And that, it really is no small wonder you thought I was so damn stupid.
Give me a little pop there.
For putting together, you know, because you're actually out here. You're making picks, you know, real picks.
For people.
Yeah.
We send them off.
Yeah.
Break guys down.
Yeah.
You're just doing it.
I'm just doing it.
Hey, Fitzy, what you think?
It's like that kid that keeps getting.
Are we going to get close? Are we close?
Fantasy football.
Does this put us over the top, Fitz? What do you think?
Yeah.
Here's who I'm drafting, offensive tackle.
I totally understand now. It makes so much sense. Anyway, there you have it. Odyssey app to find Jason breaking down who he believes.
Well, and many others like Michael Irvin.
We bought the Locked On Network is now owned by Odyssey.
How about
so
that?
All of those local insiders are now under the umbrella. So
very cool.
Bring
very
some
cool.
of those guys on.
It's getting stronger.
Well, while you're at it, sometime in between the time that you draft on behalf of the Tennessee Titans, you were texting and getting the latest on the Lawson situation here in the city.
Ooh.
Of
again, inaccurate. I was actually being asked,
okay,
what's the latest on the Lawsons?
Okay. Apparently, some
was
were
this
not,
Chris Thomas
were not with us. Actually, was not.
Did you know the number? Was it in your phone?
This one was actually a DM, guys. If you want to get y'all want to get all up in my phone and who it is and did they call or did they
DM?
We're
trying to help you.
Whose number is
counseling?
Questions about what's
Chris
going
Thomas
on with the
needs
loss.
To know.
Yeah. Clearly, this was one of our big topics in hour one.
Yes.
But as
you
know, and as the finance program director in all the land tells us, you've got new listeners coming in at all times. Isn't that right, Brad? They come in top of the hour.
New
they come
show,
in bottom.
New listeners.
Didn't necessarily hear the update on loss.
Love it.
I think it's worth providing the clarity that we can. Here's the news is that Creighton's hot and heavy on Jonathan. And it's a big reason why this thing has been prolonged. Now, Keelan Lawson told us yesterday he's been talking with Penny Hardaway, not about Chandler's role, since they got off that Zoom a couple of Thursdays ago, but about Jonathan's role. We've laid this out, and I think pretty succinctly and pretty accurately in terms of, okay, Chandler looks like great fit right now, especially if Moose is out the door. Can see him playing with DeAndre Williams behind him, playing some 4-5 like he did at Oregon, but also the opportunity in that spot to pop outside like DeAndre Williams knocked down some three. Perfect for Chandler Lawson. What's the situation for Jonathan? Where is the time? How many minutes are we talking?
Yep.
Memphis has got a lot of guys that are on the ball, and that has been the issue in terms of the convincing, right? The pitch in terms of Penny Hardaway to Jonathan Lawson. We know he wants both. Well, the update is that you've got Creighton now wanting Jonathan Lawson, guys. Okay, so these reports that you see out there, oh, Creighton's the new school. They want the Lawsons. Well, at least be accurate with it. Mm-hmm. They want one of the Lawsons, and that's important. Because right now, Creighton not going after, right now, and again, we got that update from Keelan Lawson this morning, they're not going after Chandler. Much like Arkansas isn't going after Jonathan Lawson. They just want Chandler. You've got Memphis, TCU, for the most part, are the two schools that are recruiting both. But the update is that Creighton is trying to make this a fight, actually, and it appears that it will be one if they've got anything to say about it. And you got to think that the pitch from McDermott is this. Jonathan? Memphis is telling you it's going to be a minute, right? Because they've got a lot of guys on the ball. You look at that roster, hey, come play for me with your former Houston teammate, with your Houston teammate, Mason Miller, who's already on the way up here. Realize you won't have your brother at Memphis, right? You won't be with your brother necessarily, Chandler at Memphis, but you'll have your brother from Houston.
That's right.
And Mason Miller. So come on up here and play, because here's what we've got for you. This is you putting yourself in their shoes, and here's where you're going to play right away. That is where we are right now. And so if you're asking, okay, what's the deal with Memphis and the Lawsons, I think the deal is now that you got a new suitor, as Keelan's father said today, coming in and making this a fight, particularly for Jonathan, okay?
Yep.
And so that's the key here is that you've got Creighton recruiting one of the brothers, right? Arkansas recruiting one of the brothers and a couple of schools, including Memphis, still recruiting two. You wonder how long's Penny willing to fight? How hard's Penny willing to fight? Because as we put it in the first hour, he's laid his cards out on the table.
Yep.
It's like he has. I mean, you spent 2+ hours on him with a Zoom a couple of Thursdays ago. You answered all the questions. You told the Lawsons, more importantly, I want both of you. Here's how you fit. But if this continues to go on, you wonder, with so much still available, now I'm not telling you can go out and get something better than these two guys. Let's be real. Like, we see how Chandler fits in. Penny's coached him. Think about Chandler at the top of that Memphis press. Hey, secret, he's played it before. He did over at East, and it looked really good with his length right there. Penny probably licking his chops to get Chandler at the top of that thing, okay? So but again, Jonathan's role, and that's, I think, where we are right now in terms of where this thing comes down. Memphis, Penny, you want him bad enough that you knock that whatever Creighton's saying, you change up your pitch, or is it just this that, look, no, Jonathan, you're gonna. I'm not gonna sugarcoat my pitch.
Yep.
You're gonna be a better player at Memphis in your second year, when you'll be more prepared to take the keys. You'll be doing it with your brother, and you're battling that, right? You're battling against a Creighton pitch that would be, hey, come play right now. We'll give you more minutes. You got to figure.
I mean, that is exactly what Memphis is up against. I mean, everything you just laid out is exactly what Memphis is going to be up against. And I think the question does become sort of it's about the will, right? The will of Penny and Memphis and how long do they want to sort of stay in this? Do they want to sort of see it through to the end?
Do you stay in it for both? Or do you just take,
right,
as Keelan has said and repeated,
right,
both got the kids could be going their separate ways. If you're Penny Hardaway, is it Chandler, you like to fit enough that you say, you know what, Chandler, you know, I see where Jonathan's coming from.
Yep.
I can't lie to him and tell him he's going to get 30 minutes a game kind of play. So, Chandler, you come on with me. And then Jonathan, hey, love you. would have taken you here, but you go on to great. You know, is it or is Penny, hey, man, I don't like the way this is going.
Yep.
I wanted both of you guys. I don't like the fact that it's prolonged this long. You know what? I'm going to go out and get me something else out of the transfer portal, point guard, big, whatever. You know, that's that, to your point. It's about Penny's will at this point.
And
what you coming back with?
And look, it works both ways, right? Like for Memphis, Jonathan Lawson is a really good player. You guys know I'm bullish on him. I think he's going to be a very, very good college player. But Penny does not, I would guess, my sort of speculation here would be Penny does not look at Jonathan Lawson as somebody that would be irreplaceable, right? There's 1,300 people in the transfer portal, and it works both ways, right? Like, yeah, Jonathan Lawson wants to play. He knows, though, that the wing is stacked at Memphis. And if you're Penny, right, you remind yourself, hey, my wing is stacked. You know, so it's not like you need, quote-unquote, need Jonathan Lawson next season. Now, again, if I had the choice.
Frankly, they need guys that are willing to come in and be part of the program. They don't need, just
Penny
like
said,
what he
right?
said, he doesn't need guys that come in and say, you know what, hey, right, I know y'all got a good thing going coming off an NIT. And you've established a found you know you an identity with your defense and everything else, but I'm really talented coming out of high school or coming from Oregon and I need more. He doesn't need that at this point. He needs guys that are just like he said. He needs guys that are going to fit in, and he likes the fit of the Lawsons if that's the way they're looking at it. You have to wonder though, are they looking at it well? Feels like Chandler could see it.
Right? Does he fit the Memphis mold, though? You know, Memphis guys, you go back, because he's been talking about the importance of being from Memphis and what that represents to these players. Kind of fits that part of it.
I think Penny wants it to mean as much to Memphis guys. And Lomax, let's be real, he embodies this.
Yes.
He wants it to mean as much to them as it does, as it did to him. And in many ways, right, those guys are out there. And we know this, the Lawsons grew up, you know, you've seen Jonathan. You've seen him with Tigers stuff on. Okay, during his like they grew up around the program. Sure, they're fans of Memphis, but I think Penny is hoping that the guys will be willing, Brad, to do right in terms of role, all that.
Yeah, sacrifice,
right, for the greater good. I'll say this: take it away from Memphis. I'm not sure that players are naturally wired that way these days.
No,
especially good ones. All right, good ones are wired. I need to get mine so I can get to the NBA. Right, and you do have good players that get it. That'll be the key, because Penny's trying to convince them to come be a part of a puzzle piece. Whereas clearly, and Jonathan is talented enough to go to a program, contribute right away, maybe play 25, 30 minutes, be a contributor. But that's not what Penny's looking for right now. That's not what Penny, at least especially not at that position.
I mean, so I think that's what you sort of have to keep in mind as we're talking about this, you know, playing out, and whether it's Memphis or whether it's Creighton or whether it ends up being something else. You know, you're trying to get everybody on board where the immediate returns look different for, you know, each brother, right? I mean, it's just true. Like with Johnny, it's like you get in early on a stock and you hold that thing, right? You hold it. You just hold it, because truth is, not this season, but next season, he is going to have an unreal opportunity. Or he would have an unreal opportunity at Memphis to come in and play 30 minutes a game. It's just true. With what they have, leaving, you know, yeah, they have guards committed like Amar Knox and Zacho Littleton. I like Johnny Lawson. I think Johnny Lawson comes in as a sophomore and is the penciled-in favorite to get the majority of the minutes at different positions, right? He could play point, he could play two, play three, whatever.
That's easy for us to say and to see it as you become a bigger part of the rotation as you – but it's a lot. It's tougher to take as a prospect.
No, I mean, it comes down to how much you trust that.
Right.
It comes down to how much you believe Penny when he says that, because that's really what, in the end, whether it's Creighton for Johnny or Memphis for Johnny, it is going to come down to trust. That's what it's going to be about.
I wonder if DJ's recruitment comes into play at all.
I mean, look.
Considering they're related.
Because Keelan has been through this many, many times. Keelan on our show, what did he tell us? It was kind of informative, wasn't it? He said, I know a little too much. Remember when he said that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know things that I probably should not know. So, yeah, I think all of that's going to come up. Absolutely. I'm sure it already has.
Just like Oregon's recruitment of – and, again, just like Oregon's recruitment of Chandler. Come, you say one thing beforehand, he gets there, he's stuck underneath the basket, right?
Yep.
It's know too much, because you've been through it too, right? You know the right questions to ask, but that it's going to come down to does Penny see enough of a fit? It feels like in Chandler right now that he's willing to, you know, say, no, you know what? Okay, Chandler, come on, right? Or does he look at it as, no, these are can't miss pieces right
yep.
now. And I'm going to double down on it. I want you both, Creighton, you know, go blow. I want both these guys.
Dang, go blow. That's what you're going to tell
me? Well, my dad used
go
to
go blow?
Yeah, when he got really frustrated with something.
He'd say, go blow.
Yeah, get out of here.
You're going to channel the inner Les Smith and say, go blow.
Well, I hadn't used that phrase in 5 years, probably.
I know.
And
I
probably,
can tell.
Probably could have come up with a better one. But, yeah, since you want to break down the, you know.
What is the message mm-hmm. that you would send?
Yeah, you got a problem with me saying that, you know, about Creighton?
I think it's a little unnecessary, but that's fine. If you want to get down and dirty, that's totally fine.
You like them as much as you like Fuente?
You're prerogative. No,
We're just checking. We're just checking.
As you know, I don't like anybody as much as I like Justin Fuente.
I'm aware.
But this has turned into, what I will say is that this has turned into something that I thought was done.
Let's be real. And maybe it's selective hearing,
mm-hmm.
but that's why I go back to maybe we weren't listening, or believing when we heard it, but they're looking at Creighton's looking to break the brothers up. Mm-hmm. Now that's a lot of folks didn't think it was going to go that way.
Yep.
Right. So you got to feel awfully good about your pitch, and that's what I'm saying. Okay. Well, what does Creighton have in its arsenal? Well, they got Jonathan feeling really good about his Houston experience with Mason Miller.
Yep.
And that's what you're absolutely selling to them. Like it might be different for another school. They've got a little bit more in the arsenal to offer. And if McDermott is telling you, hey, minutes right away.
Yep.
Well, that's appealing. I just wonder. I think you and it's worth bringing up. Hey, they can tell you that too.
Yeah.
And it might not necessarily go that. It ain't just Memphis. And does it go the way Penny Hardaway says it's going to go? Right, for your role.
Very true.
What about Creighton? Because as you point out, now they lost, what is it, all of their starters are gone? I can't imagine that McDermott's ready to come back and have all freshmen starting
yep.
to that point and playing 25 to 30 minutes, because we know where that gets you, and particularly yep. where it'll get you in the Big East. It'll get you either middle of the way or at the bottom of the pack.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
like that kind of youth and inexperience. So you might say one thing, right, and maybe it doesn't go out the way, just like it might not for Jonathan at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get the sense that Penny has sugarcoated anything when it comes. Penny ain't tried to sell Jonathan the world, it doesn't feel like.
No,
right?
I think.
Hey, you're going to play the 1, 2, 3, and the 4. You're going to come right in. We're going to give it to you. That Keelan hadn't said that.
Right.
We hadn't got any indication that it's that. I think he's kept it real with the kid, that it's going to be a minute.
Sometimes,
we love you, and it's going to be a minute.
There was a segment, by the way, there was a segment on the Chappelle Show called When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong, you know? There, so sometimes, yes, keeping it real is great, but sometimes you don't always get what you want when you keep it real. So there is such a thing as keeping it too real.
Yeah, but like I told you, you can't BS the Lawsons. They've been through it too many times.
It's true. There's a fine line.
They know all the questions asked. This ain't a first time through, you know. The wet behind the ears family doesn't know. They'll just fall for anything. If you say, hey, you're going to play here, okay, where do we sign up?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's not who you deal with. Penny knows that.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the latest in the recruitments of the Lawsons. As the world turns, we will certainly keep you updated if anything changes in this recruitment. We'll come back. Rob Fisher going to join us. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies last night, the performances, of course, of Ja Morant and Xavier Tillman, Justice Winslow. Lots to get to with Rob Fisher. We'll do that next. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
You ready for a new ride? We got it at Gossett Kia Covington Pike. And Bobby J is the man to put you in a new Kia today. It's less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $129 a month lease. $31.99 due at signing. Find your soulmate with 2021 Kia Soul. $159 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America. $184 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. All 36 month leases. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
6 month leases, 0 security deposit, 650 acquisition, B4T, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5, MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
This past year has been tough, but I won't let anything keep me from getting back to work. That's why I chose to buy a new scooter from My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go, and it costs less than $5 to fill up. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can get back to work or anywhere I need to go and enjoy the ride. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your fuel system can make your car run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and add it to your tank during your next fill-up. On sale now, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and talk to our professional parts people today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag alert.
Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Take it. Uh-oh, the game in
trouble. Started out small and they
barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I done ran up a whole lot, yeah. I don't want to just top, yeah. Going up a whole nother notch, yeah.
Can't tough loss for the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 139-137 in double overtime. Rob Fisher is the Fish Nation. He's the pre- and post-game host, sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing, online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Fish, what's the right way? What's the right way to feel and look at a game like last night?
Boy, great question, because I think you go through different things. It's funny because I was talking to Brevin the other night after the Dallas loss, and he said that game was the first time in a real long time, first time he can remember, where he had that feeling of like he was a player, and that just that miserable gut punching, that one really hurt. Kind of feeling, because normally, you know, there's so many games that we do that you get over it quick, and it's like, well, that sucked, but, you know, whatever, let's do our job and move on. But that one hurt. And then last night, I don't know. I think both of them are similar in that they're encouraging. You know, I think you look at what this team has done, their margin of error we know is small because of the guys that they're missing because of their youth. But we've seen a lot of games here recently where they haven't made those errors. Philadelphia, Miami, Milwaukee, Chicago, you know, and then the Dallas game and the Denver game. Boy, you can point out about six or seven things that you screwed up, but it's those little things that's the difference between being – an 8 seed and being a 3 seed. And those are the mistakes you can't make. And, you know, Taylor Jenkins always talks about it being a learning experience. And probably a lot of us, maybe I shouldn't say us, because I definitely would never do it, but might roll your eyes when you hear a coach say that. But I think it's true with this team. I think these are learning experiences. And the more games they're in like this, the more the next time it'll turn around.
So is that sort of, you know, is that part, I think for a lot of fans in Memphis, like even Grit and Grind on some level, you know, Mark and Mike and Zeebo, some of those guys were sort of ready-made vets when they got here. Certainly Zach Randolph was. Mike developed here. But, you know, Mark had been a professional, right? Like, so he kind of knew what it took, and he lived that way every day. Like, this is very much like getting in on the ground floor of something, isn't it? And this is part of that maturation, tough losses like that. I mean, isn't that sort of something that you have to keep in the back of your mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think you even look at the franchise as a whole. I mean, you know, the first 3 times you went to the playoffs, you never won a game. It's learning how to win. And with these guys, as you said, not being veterans, not having veterans around. You know, I mean, Gorgie Jang's gone now, too. There's no Jay Crowder, no Solomon Hill, there's no Gilbert Arenas, you know, nobody like that has been there has done that. And so you got to go through it together and you got to grow. And I think as fans, we saw a team grow because we saw, you know, two of their guys in Mike Conley. And I would still count Mark in that of guys who hadn't really been there in the NBA and had gone through it in the NBA. And it took some time before it was like you knew what to expect from him. Hubie Brown, I'll never forget it. One of the greatest things I've learned covering basketball is when Hubie Brown was asked, what's the difference between regular season and playoff basketball? He said the biggest difference is from the time the ball is inbounded till the time the possession is over, in a normal NBA game, there are maybe 5 no calls. If you called everything by the book, there may be 5 no calls on every possession. He said in the NBA playoffs, there are 10. That's the difference. And I think it takes a team to learn that. I think it took a team to learn what it's like to play against the best teams in the league. Yep. It takes a young team to learn things to play against the Nikola Jokic last night, who's getting every touch call imaginable, or to play against a Trae Young who gets all those calls, or to a Luka who gets the call. I mean, to play against superstars, to know what it's like to play against superstars in playoff-type situations, it's something you got to learn. And the only way to learn it is to go through it. And I think this team is I think we're seeing it develop right in front of our eyes here in the last couple of weeks.
What surprised you most about them, Rob, about this team? For me, I think, you know, and sure, the record and where they are, at least for me, is a surprise, and it's certainly a pleasant one. But I think it's how well they're capable of playing. At least this is for me. I want to know for you, when Ja's not playing well, right? How they're getting something from everybody, even on those nights where Ja is just normal Ja. He's not a superstar. He's not anything else. He's a guard in his second year, still figuring out. For you, whether it's an individual performance or this team as a whole, what surprised you most about them?
I think, to me, the biggest surprise this season has been the last couple of weeks. Because, you know, we had enough of a sample size where they were a 500 team. That's what they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have a really good game. They were going to have a really bad game. They were going to have a – because every game was a blowout, win or lose. I mean, they had that streak of, I think it was 18 straight games where they were decided by at least 9
right.
points,
yep.
which was like an NBA record. I mean, nothing was close. They were either winning big or losing big. And with a 500 record, it wasn't like they won 6, lost 4, won 2, lost 3. It was win 1, lose 2, win 2, mm-hmm. lose 1, win 1, lose 1. I mean, they were the ultimate 500 basketball team. That's what they were. And the sample size was big enough to know that's what they are. Hopefully until Jaren and everybody gets back, they right. can be that, and it'll keep you in the mix. But now, I think what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is what you said, what they're capable of. And I think they're capable of great things. And it's amazing to me to see a team last night against the fourth-best team in the Western Conference who played well, to see you against them, and you had your two biggest scoring starters, especially on the road, and production guys, out and replaced by two rookies.
Yeah.
And you did what you did last night. I mean, in the bench to be different every single night because of guys being in and out of the lineup mm-hmm. and to continue to produce night in and night out. I mean, this is a team thing. This isn't being led by certain individuals. I mean, certain individuals are better than others, sure. But this is an entire team buying in and playing for a coach and playing the system and executing the system well.
When's the last time, just sort of as an aside, like – that Jokic performance last night, and again, like I thought Xavier Tillman acquitted himself as well as you could ever hope to. A rookie against right. that dude, like, come on. Like, you can only do so much. But, like, when's the last time a big sort of gave it to the Grizzlies like that? Like, I was trying to think, like, of a performance that was like
wow.
that one. There haven't been many like that.
No. I think one that stood out to me. Didn't Enes Kanter one time have, like, 30
yes.
rebounds against them?
Enes Kanter.
And it's like, how did this guy get 30 rebounds?
See, the thing about Jokic, though, is, like, he gives it to you everywhere. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that, he's relentless. He'll give it to you out of the basket. He'll hit a mid-range jumper. He'll hit an open three. Like, there is just no reprieve from Jokic anywhere on the floor.
No. He's unbelievable. And he's so sneaky. I mean, because he looks like, you look at him and you think, he's not even in shape, is what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just takes you to school. And if he gets you on the low block, I mean, you're toast. There's no way of stopping him. And if you leave him open for three, as we saw last night, you're toast. There's no way of stopping him. I mean, he's a monster. And his ability, his touch, too. I mean, the way he can assist and pass the ball is incredible. He's phenomenal.
What's fair to expect from Jaren Jackson, Rob, when he gets back? Feels like it's close. Obviously been upgraded to doubtful for that last game. Feels like his return is imminent. What's
yeah.
fair to expect from him? What do you think you'll see, Rob, having been watching it as closely as you do?
I can't imagine you won't see rust. I mean, I haven't played in an NBA game in 8 months. So my guess would be he'll be a little rusty. He'll be a little winded. You know, you can practice all you want, and he hasn't practiced with the team in 5-on-5 much. So you can practice all you want, but until you get into game situations, you know, you haven't done anything. So I would expect him to be a little rusty, and But hopefully, you know, he gets his conditioning there quickly. And I know the Grizzlies performance team, they do a great job. So, and obviously, you know, they don't get guys in there until they're actually ready. I mean, look at DeAnthony Melton last night, my goodness, and what he was able to do. So, you know, I hope he can contribute. I hope it doesn't take long. I think one other thing about this team that's been so impressive is how they've really gelled as a unit and guys getting used to where guys are going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have they missed on a lob? How many times? Maybe one,
very
two,
few.
All season?
Yeah.
Very few. So I think that communication, yep. that comfortability with the teammates, that's something Jaren's going to have to pick up quickly.
Yep.
But these guys seem to be able to do that. And Jaren has been around the team, so hopefully that's not a tough transition.
How do you look at Justice? You know, and I know that it sort of goes to the same conversation there. You know, he's been hurt and he's trying to sort of find his way. How do you go about doing that? It seems like that's going to be an imperfect process.
Yeah, I don't know because I don't know what the plan is. You know, and it's tough not being around the team and tough not being around coaches and getting ideas from them and figuring it out because, you know, with the money that he makes, are you going to pick up that option and pay him to be a guy that comes off the bench?
Right. I mean, that's the real question. You know, it's like, do you feel pot committed to this process and seeing it all the way out?
That's... Because if they wanted him to be a future starter for this team, he'd be starting by now. And there's no hint of that even being a possibility.
Well, who are you starting over, right? I mean, that's the question.
Right. Why would you? Right. Why would you? But are you going to pay that much money to a guy that's going to come off your bench? Or do you think you might be able to get him a little cheaper and be a bench guy? Or is some team around the league going to view him as, you know, a part of their future and want to pay him? So I don't know. I think it's going to be a very interesting process to see what happens with Justice Winslow. He certainly hasn't overwhelmed in a positive way. I mean, the guy, let's be honest, he hasn't played many games and just has continued to be injured, and they've been different injuries every single time, and it's been slow to come back. And, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I look at it right now, and I'd be like, well, why would you pick up the player option or the team option? But I don't know. Because I don't know exactly what their plan is for him. That's the problem.
Rob, if the Grizzlies can stay in the eighth spot, just out of personal preference, who would you rather see? And it may not matter, but Portland does have a difficult schedule. I think it's fourth toughest the rest of the way. Dallas, one of the easiest ones. Do you have a preference? Is there a better matchup for the Grizzlies when it comes to Portland or Dallas?
Well, I guess we'll see with Portland because we'll see them three times in the next week.
Yep.
The problem with both teams is they have a guy that can just take over a game and win a game for them.
In those moments. Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah. And have done it in those moments. So really pick your poison. I think, I guess, just without seeing Portland yet this year up close and matched up against the Grizzlies, I guess I would say Dallas only because
right.
beyond Luka, I don't know how much they really have.
Yep.
You know, unless Porzingis has got it going. I mean, they got good players. I don't want to disrespect anybody, but I think it's really all on Luka and Porzingis for their success.
Yep. No, I think you're exactly right. Fish, man, we always do appreciate the time, as always.
Love your
man.
Stuff, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Go Grizz.
Yes, sir.
He is Rob Fisher. Catch him on the sidelines and pre and post game for the Memphis Grizzlies. Look, I think it's the question that we've been asking ourselves, right? And again, it's not going to determine whether or not the Grizzlies reach their potential as a top four seed, as a perennial Western Conference contender, if Justice Winslow is here or not.
Yes, Justice Winslow.
But truth is, I don't really know right now how you can justify bringing him back and picking up that option. I don't know how you can do that. I don't know how you sell that to your fan base. I don't know how. Because, look, we all see it. We all are watching him out there. He doesn't bring anything to the table offensively. And, you know, defensively, I mean, again, I just don't know who he's playing in front of. That's the question you have to ask yourself. At $13 million per, he ain't playing in front of Dillon. He ain't playing in front of Grayson. He ain't playing in front of DeAnthony Melton. He ain't playing in front of Desmond Bane. So how can you justify that price tag given the pecking order?
I'm not sure that you can. And typically what I do in this in these roles when you present it that way is play devil's advocate, give you a couple reasons. Well, Klieman loves Winslow. They got the Duke connection. He believes more than the national guys who covered more so clearly than Miami did when they made the trade. But there just isn't enough evidence, John, to be able to play that devil's advocate.
Yep.
You'd think at some point, and listen, we talked about Russ for Jaren. Clearly there was a thick layer of it over Justice, but you haven't been able to stay healthy. And then when you have been in, we haven't seen one of those breakout games offensively. Remember we said if he can shoot the ball well consistently from three, like if he can do the – and none of it, you haven't seen really flashes of that at whatsoever. Defensively, are you better at times when he's in there? Sure. I think with the way Taylor works and as versatile as he is, you can tell yourself, hey, sure, he can help us defensively. But he hasn't you know, those other guys have earned it at this point. And I just can't see at that price tag, again, where's the turn? Mm-hmm. Where's the 180 where all of a sudden we see the player that thought he could be when they made the trade? Just haven't seen enough evidence, enough flashes,
yep,
okay, to think that. And here's the other part. Maybe at the time when you made the trade, right, before you get guys like Bain and Tillman and get more able bodies in here, you think, okay, there's an urgency level. Before Kyle Anderson, let's face it too, he's having a career year, but you think there's some urgency here. Here's the thing we got to fix. Well, now you got more pieces.
Yep.
So the urgency level's gone down in terms of maybe the necessity to get him up in a starting spot.
It's very
because
true.
You're doing just fine without
Justice,
him in one of those.
Justice has
so
become
that's changed
expendable.
Too. Yes,
he just has.
He's become expendable because what you've done in the draft.
Yep.
The way guys have developed.
Yep.
And frankly, you got a pretty good starting lineup without him in it.
Well, yeah, because he's not
at least
playing
right now.
He's not playing in front of Dylan. He's not playing in front of. I mean,
so you know. I would have loved for this to be a great story. Hey, you really found something here. You had more faith in him when anybody else did, and now you're being rewarded for it. But it hadn't happened that way. It's been what everybody said. Hey, he can't stay healthy.
Exactly.
And that's clearly what it's been. It's always
well,
been
no,
about
it's also
the rust
off. That he can't shoot. I mean, he's shooting 12% from three. I mean, that's the other damning
the,
thing.
The big if was if he can shoot 37 right. like he did that
yeah.
1 year at Miami
yeah.
or whatever it is.
It just is what it is, kind of. At some point, it just is what it is. We have potentially interesting development involving Memphis basketball and a point guard. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
Odyssey is the best way to power your day, giving you so many ways to stay connected to all the audio that matters to you, anywhere you are. At home, kick back and listen to Odyssey on your favorite home entertainment devices like Roku and Chromecast. And you can ask Alexa or Google to play your station hands-free. Listen in your car with the Waze app, Apple CarPlay, and more to stay connected on the go. Get your favorites on AUDACY. Discover a universe of audio everywhere. Odyssey.
Get to destinations unknown in your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi 1870 Covington Pike. Get 43 MPG Highway and 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett at $12,997 or $133 a month. And it's not a lease. You own it. Dream big and drive further in your all-new 2022 Eclipse Cross. $23,373 or $284 a month. And exceed all expectations in your 2022 Outlander. $31,919 or $409 a month. Plus, we build it with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 2.79%. Mirage MH002807, MSRP 16865, Eclipse NZ003094, MSRP 26325, Outlander NZ005802, MSRP 34935, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. The LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. We're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in April. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with 20% off. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in April 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patient age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Individual results vary.
Blue Note Juke Joint, if it's time for a drink, you know that's my go-to drink. Why? Because it's Memphis. I support Memphis. Blue Note Juke Joint is Memphis. It's made in Memphis, aged in Memphis, crafted right here in Memphis, and it is sold all throughout Memphis. It's smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. That's what it represents. That's what it embodies. Great taste, and you can drink it a number of ways. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. You can make a cocktail with it. All kinds of recipes up at BlueNoteBourbon.com. Goes great with any event that you might be putting on this summer. Great for a sip on your backyard or your balcony or wherever you happen to be that night. It's my go-to. It should be yours as well. Just $29.99 wherever your favorite liquors are sold throughout the city of Memphis. So what are you waiting for? Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up the largest and fastest 5G network. And now, according to competitive data from Umlaut, T-Mobile is the most reliable 5G network too. And we want everyone to experience it now. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. Bring any old cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Still have an old flip phone? If it's in working condition, you can trade it in. Plus, all our plans include 5G access on the full T-Mobile network at no extra cost. Now that's an upgrade. T-Mobile's America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with a free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to make the switch.
Phone fee at 24 bill credits while supplies last plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and undamaged trade-in required. Most reliable according to independent third-party Umlaut from crowdsourced user experience data from September 2020 to February 2021. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Miss America 2020 Camille Schreier, and I'm asking you to join me in support of the DEA's Take Back Day, Saturday, April 24th. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Visit DEATakeBack.com. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
You have the opportunity to build a future. AT&T is hiring technicians across the greater Memphis area to help expand and support the AT&T fiber network. Our technician teams are on the front lines of growing the AT&T fiber footprint and assisting customers with installing and supporting AT&T fiber. You'll experience new challenges and adventures with a full benefits package and employee perks. Sound like the right job for you? Apply today at att.jobs/technician. That's att.jobs/technician. AT&T is an equal opportunity employer.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there. You missing a shingle? Got storm damage, tree branches fall on your house, you fall in the toilet, all of that our man Chris McCauley can help you with. He did that for me about a year ago at this time. Storm blew through, messed my roof all the way up. Got a leak in my house, had to put the bucket down. I'm traumatized. He said, man, calm down. I'm gonna come out there. He did. Got on the roof, said, oh, you got this, you got that. Got with my insurance company. Everything got taken care of. I did not come out of pocket. It was amazing. It was a blessing. Thanks to Chris McCauley. I'll do the same for you. And when he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
That's important because it helps us, but more importantly, it's going to help you. You're going to get that free upgrade. And again, free inspection. They're going to file the insurance claim if you need a new roof. But two, if you don't need a new roof, and you might think, okay, well, if you don't need a new roof, he's going to tell you you don't need a new roof. If you just got a few missing shingles, it's a small job, he's going to tell you that. He's going to charge you proper, right? Too many roofing companies right now out here looking to just take advantage of people, make an extra buck, tell you you need a whole new roof when you don't. Chris McCulley's going to be honest with you. That's why they're voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. It's why they've got all those five-star reviews on Facebook. When you go look it up, McCulley Roofing and Renovations, call them up, 487-7096. It's McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
We've been talking all day about the Lawsons and sort of that situation. And one of the questions we asked, like, how long is Memphis sort of willing to wait, you know, before they kind of say, okay, enough's enough here. Ish, get off the pot. Well, we may have a little bit of our answer as Deshaun London from 247 Sports reports that Memphis, along with a host of other schools, has reached out to Coastal Carolina transfer star guard Devontae Jones. Averaged 19 points a game last season for Coastal Carolina. Now, he is going to be in high demand, so I will say that on the front end. Michigan needs guards. Texas is involved, and if you know anything about Texas, they seem to get every single player that they ever call under Chris Beard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's Chris Beard at Texas now.
Folks,
I got to say.
Everybody.
It's different. He'll get the big ones down there and then maximize.
He got Andrew Jones to stay.
You're going to lose to Abilene Christian.
Great.
He got the transfer from Creighton, Chris Bishop, right?
Yeah, he's a stud. I like him.
He absolutely is a stud.
I know McDermott's hard to lose to him.
Yeah. I mean, there's another guard that I'm missing, but he has just basically, you know, kept everybody, you know, in the fold at Texas. And anytime he gets involved, he seems to Devin Askew. He got Devin Askew there. So I'm not sure sort of how he fits, but,
wow.
You know, Chris Beard seems to, have a very high hit rate on these types of guys. Memphis, Texas, Michigan, you know, Michigan lost some guys. Isaiah Livers, the other kid, I think Eli Brooks is moving on. So they're going to have, some space there for him as well. 19-7. This is a Rajon Tucker type of dude, you know, in terms of his production. Memphis did get Rajon Tucker. That is true.
76er Rajon Tucker.
Is he with the 76ers?
I think
now?
So. He's playing pretty good
he's
ball.
He's bounced around, man.
Yeah.
He would have made a difference.
Oh, he made a hell of a difference.
Yeah,
probably.
He would have.
I mean, if he's here the whole season, probably make the tournament.
Yeah, well, at least they make the tournament. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be the starting point, you know. I mean, I think with him and Precious and everybody else, there's
this is interesting.
Well, different level.
Here's the other thing, too. Penny says he's got three Scholies if Musa don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily mean, hey, I'm willing to move on from the – but you just get the feeling that with where things stand right now with the Lawsons, the longer this thing drags out, the more willing he would be to go ahead and say, you know what, if Jonathan, you want to go to Creighton, go ahead. What I'm curious to see is if that's the case, is it still a deal where you want Chandler, right? You like that fit enough and you say, hey, I just want Chandler now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Then I'll go out and get something else. Or you say, you know what, you know, I've tried with the Lawsons. I've given it my best shot, and I'm moving on. I'll be interested to see. Sort of. I think we'll be able to read the tea leaves and tell here in the next couple of days. Just him reaching out to others may be an indication of that.
Well, if there's an update to be had,
move forward.
You're going to deliver it. We know that. So we will certainly be tuned into your Twitter account in this show.
Trying to provide clarity, John.
On the next couple of steps for Memphis and the Lawsons. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Rob Fisher for joining us on the show today on the heels of obviously, a very difficult loss for the Grizzlies, but it's still better days ahead for sure. Gene Adam, Jeff Rupp, next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Miss America 2020 Camille Schreier. Join me in support of the DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 24th. Please get rid of the unused or expired prescriptions in your medicine cabinet. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Protect your family and our communities, and let's all keep prescription drugs out of the wrong hands. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at deatakeback.com. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today, 901-754-0454.
Whether you're a gymnast like me or you live that yoga lifestyle, you know flexibility and joint health are key. That's why Smoothie King created the new Stretch and Flex Smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Are you struggling with hypertension? Are you unable to reach your target blood pressure with your current medications? If so, you may have treatment-resistant hypertension, a condition where medication no longer helps lower blood pressure. Olive Branch Family Medical Center is conducting a clinical research study called the Brighton Study to see if a new investigational drug can help. If you're unable to reach your target blood pressure with current medications, you may qualify for the study. To learn more, call Olive Branch Family Medical Center and ask for research at 662-895-4949.
For more than 15 years, OPOX AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
OPOX is currently offering Nest thermostats and iWave R air purifiers that destroy the COVID-19 virus and any foreign germs or bacteria in your home or workplace. Take use of our friends and family discount. Count on OPOX for fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services. Count on OPOX.
Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for